kleiner Schritt und du wirst geil. Der Körper schon total entstellt.
Hey folks, here's another podcast. I know you guys weren't ready for another one or something after Fawad's amazing podcast. I think that was hilarious. But, you know, I'm trying to make it up to you guys. I'm trying to fill up this whole week with podcasts. And this week was a great podcast with a local studio, good friends of ours, Chaotic Neutral. I met these guys years back. I was doing panels. I was doing stuff. I think it was either Animate Miami or Supercon or one of those. And they came to one of our cons and they actually listened to me and heard what I was saying. And unfortunately, now they're making comic books. So because of that, they're out there now. And I'm sorry, I can't do anything about it. No, actually, they're the sweetest, awesomest people in the world, and what they're doing and creating is really interesting, and they have, like, just so much balls. So they're sweet, they're awesome. So please go to their website, check them out. You'll hear everything in the podcast. I'll probably put it in the podcast notes. I'm not going to make this long, because the podcast itself is long. It's another hour. But I think there's a lot of ins and outs while we were hanging out in the studio here talking about comics, making comics, going out there and showing your comics. And these guys are proof of concept for me that you can do it. You can really go out there, and if you get a really good attitude and you're not a dick and you're not an asshole, you can go out there and get your books out there. Are you going to be driving Lamborghinis? Probably not anytime soon, but you can do it. So check out the podcast, check these guys out, and hopefully you have more tomorrow. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Wohin soll denn die Reise gehen? Ich seh im Spiegel dein Gesicht. Du liebst mich, denn ich lieb dich nicht.
Hey, I just met you. some hot POV Helen Keller porn.
Dude, you know what's the top rated porn right now in the industry?
What
everybody's watching? Cream Pie. Yeah.
Cream Pie?
Yeah.
Just
okay. There you go. Put that on the fortune cookie. Anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, shit.
I've been recording the whole time. Oh! I just wanted to hear everybody's reactions.
That's awesome.
Really?
From when, though?
Like, I'm like, what? Really? It just happened.
Okay. So Xavier and I are inside the room in the tattoo studio with...
Chaotic Neutral!
Yay! And we were just debating on if Helen... There ever was a Helen Keller porn. Which I'm like glad they have it. Now I still have material. And
I feel like it's out there waiting.
Yeah. No, because they had, what was it? There was a cartoonist that did like Anne Frank fights Nazis on the moon or something like that.
That's horrible.
Anne Frank never died. She ended up on the moon and she was fighting the Nazis up there.
Because they all went to the moon too.
Yeah,
they how big is the beast now?
After the comics. See?
Oh, I'm sure.
See, that's just marketing.
So do you have it here at the Goblin
inside.
House?
Oh! That was a segue right there! Located inside Dabber 13.
Woo-hoo! Where we're going to be getting tattooed today.
In Hialeah Gardens!
Yay!
In Florida! I'm just going to give them shit.
Yeah.
Inside other stuff.
Cue drum roll to lead us out of
this. But you guys should introduce yourselves and say your role within Chaotic.
Where's our CEO?
I think he's taking a huge sweaty dump.
Oh,
megalodonic shits.
No, I think he's prepping his body for the tattoo.
He's prepping his body.
Emotionally preparing himself. Yeah. Okay, well.
He's in the mirror. That's like, you, man. You.
You got this.
Just do it.
No, just do it.
That was Hector, one of our clients. It's always here. And just got tattooed by me over at Supergon.
Yeah.
Which Supergon was a fucking great event.
I'll probably post this in front with the other ones. We're gonna do a full week of fucking podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna tag Supergon to it.
Yeah. We'll tag everything into it. I know, and I have a couple of panels from Supergon that I recorded, so that will be on there.
Awesome.
Yeah, do intros.
So I am. My name is Heather Rothman, and I am one of the visual artists at Chaotic Neutral. We are chaoticneutral.com. And I provide about 90% of the adult content on the website. I draw around.
Somebody drop something in the background, like, what?
I draw, what don't I draw? I draw erotic comics. I'm currently working on a project called Lily Finding Love in Spooky Town. It's a story about a girl. Her name is Lily, and she gets transported to a world where... she is the only human, and she's very sought after by various mythological and fantasy characters. So you have a few cameos from, like, classic B-movie horror movie monsters, like Creature from the Black Lagoon and Frankenstein's Monster, and it all gets very interesting when she gets into
compromising
situations. With various monsters. Yeah. And I'm
also... You're a fully realized idea when you explain it. You're like, oh shit, I came up with this.
No, I love my idea. I know that not everyone is into it. Mm-hmm. And I'm super into it. So I try to explain it in a way where they're like, oh man, that sounds really cool. And then when they see it, they're like, oh god, what have I done? So
I have a question for you.
We're on air.
Hey, we're on the air.
We were just talking about you taking a big old sweaty poop right now.
I was pooping myself. And both physically and mentally.
Yes, and
in preparation for your tattoo.
I went to high school with her.
I was her best friend.
So anyway.
Really?
What about you guys?
Yeah.
Small world.
What are your parts of this?
Yeah.
Don't be cool in the background, like folding your arms.
Yeah, I got my coffee. That's all I need in life. I am Yeti. I am another illustrator, the other illustrator at Chaotic Neutral. About half of the art on the table, I like to say, is mine.
We do about 50-50 on the table.
Yeah, generally. It's like, hey, Essie, guess what? We have to do 3 new prints. We're still on each. Okay.
Great.
Yeah, it's in 2 weeks. I'm going to die. No big deal.
Yes, I'm also the art director, so I supply all the quotas. So So a week, like a month before the conventions, I'm like, hey, Issy, I'm doing three prints. So where are your three prints? And she's just like, well, I didn't know I had to do three prints. Give me a minute. I'll get back to you. She'll probably give you a little bit of a heads up sometimes.
I don't need sleep.
We need sleep.
I got coffee. I'm all right.
Before and after cons.
Yes.
Especially during. It's just like...
During, it's like, what's the point? You're going to be awake for 24 hours anyway.
Well, I don't know. You were falling asleep under the table at one time.
I had the perfect nap spot. Like, we angled our curtain, so we had, like, a little space behind our table, and I just, like, went back there at some point, and I took a power nap. I was sleeping for, like, 25 minutes, and then I popped up. I was like, yeah, let's do this. And then I went back to the table, and I finished my commissions.
That's all you had to do.
I just need a power nap sometimes.
And now, and finally.
And I'm Kay Del Mar. I am one of the writers of the website, and I don't know, that's all I do. And
you're good with words.
Yeah.
So good with words.
I write the thing that you read.
I write things that you read on our website. I also design the website there. Yeah. See, I do stuff. I contribute.
And then our CEO, Adam Fox.
Yeah, outside.
He's outside.
Being an asshole.
No, he's talking about his tattoo. He's very excited. But it was actually like fundamental in our company forming because he was like, hey guys, you're all awesome. I have this great idea. Let's form this amazing company and promote ourselves and do art and make people like inspired to do art as well. And we were all like, yeah, but can we also go to conventions? Like, yeah, but can we also, like, have fun, too? Like, yeah, all right, I guess.
Little did we know. Yeah, you can totally go to conventions. Means you can sell at every convention and not leave the table.
Yep.
There's no time. Yeah. There's just never
Well, that's
time.
The thing. Everybody thinks it's like, oh, you're doing a Comic-Con. Yeah, you're just, like, it's all butterscotch and, like, love and just running around. Yeah. And actually, you're working your ass off.
Yeah.
Like, you see nothing. Everyone's like, bro, did you see that part where, like, Iron Man's head exploded and then, like, Stan Lee punched that guy in the face? And like, when the fuck did that happen?
Like, oh, it happened at, like, 5 o'clock. Yeah, I was behind the table.
It was peak hours. I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah.
I had to convince a guy to get a fifth print. That's what I had to do. Come on, you're already getting four. Get a fifth one.
I'll give you a hookup, bro. I own the company. I will give you a discount.
Like, I'm breaking the rules. I love doing that. Hey, man, I regularly don't do this, but I'm breaking policy.
You will not believe how many sales we got from from Adam Fox being like, listen, I'm the boss. I can hook you up with a great deal. You're not going to get this deal anywhere else. As soon as I leave the table, this deal is done.
And so then the final person that needs to introduce themselves.
Don't give away my trade secrets. None of that is true. Every deal is unique. I've only ever made one deal, and that was your deal.
If you're listening to this going, hey, it was about you.
That son of a bitch. Now the profanity on this thing. Like,
no. We fucking curse all the fucking time.
Oh, shit.
Who gives a
so
fuck?
So I can be like,
really?
Shit,
you just got the okay to curse, and the first thing that you can come up with is shit?
Well, listen, you fucking shitty-ass balls. Cocks.
Keep going. Go ahead.
I've run out of steam.
All I say is we don't give an Asian baby stick about, you know, cursing, so it's not bad.
All right.
So, yeah, well, good stuff.
What?
Oh, yes. My name is the fantastic Adam Fox. I'm actually doing a...
It's not video.
Pose. Heroic pose right now.
He actually is.
It's majestic. You should
see
me in real life.
He's totally naked.
The wind is blowing through my hair. Majestically. It truly is incredible.
Totally
it's reminiscent of Superman taking a poop.
You know, it's like, you know, when you watch, it's like, I forget, I think it's Carl Jung. It's like, he once had a dream and he woke up and he felt just completely disillusioned and depressed. And his friends asked him, like, what happened? And he's like, I had a dream of God taking a shit.
What the fuck?
Because God is more than, God is nobody. If God can poop, then he's mortal. And if he's mortal, he's not God.
That's the clincher.
That's the clincher. So anyways, my name is Adam Fox.
That's the deepest shit I've ever heard.
Clincher and shit.
And that's why she's a writer.
We're going to have a fantastic podcast. My name is Adam Fox, and I am a writer for WeAreCatNutra.com. Hashtag KNew. Hashtag waffles. Hashtag hash brown. Hashtag...
Are you hungry? Stop.
I'm
starving.
I have several projects on the website amongst poetry. I have The War of the Vessel. It's a bunch of short stories about some cool stuff that's happening. It's fantasy. and cool and drama.
That one has he gotten rid of the heroic pose.
No, it, still this pose holds.
Still standing
it's
still
you're going to get tattooed posing.
I will.
Oh, no.
And The Unholy Grail is a book. Will be out shortly. That's all I have to say about it.
It's about...
Because it's been delayed slightly. But it's here and it's for real. Yeah,
it's
moving.
It's actually pretty epic. It's going to be amazing.
It's about two friends who want to save the world by... By, no, like, to unite our peoples within our nation.
Wow.
No, they want to save the world by bringing about, like, if you find the Holy Grail, you've proven God's existence. Thus, the world can be united in God's holy presence.
Okay.
But they can't, if Arthur's Golden Knights could not, like, struggle their entire lives to find the Holy Grail, if out of all of them, it was, like, three guys who found it because they were truly above the rest, then... What are we two kids to possibly find it? Like, we cannot find it, but by applying the laws of physics, which is opposites attract, then the Holy Grail must be connected to the Unholy Grail. And if we can find the Unholy Grail, we can find the Holy Grail.
So I fucking lost it after.
Yeah.
I don't even know what.
It's so deep.
I need to read this so I can be caught up on what the hell I'm here.
Basically,
yes, you do need to read this.
Perfect marketing scheme.
Basically, they fuck shit up.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Their concept is if we can do bad things for good reasons, because intentions matter. If we can do bad things for good reasons,
you know who had that mentality? Hitler.
and that's
what the book is
think
about.
They think that you good. In the face of evil. But it all works out fine in the end.
Totally.
That's some,
I'm sure.
That's some fucking moral wordplay there.
It's so deep.
It's so deep, yeah.
I've heard that before.
That's what she said?
That's what she said.
It's very deep. It's probably
so we went from fucking that
like,
concept
like,
to
Carl
that's
Young.
What she said.
From Carl
that
Young.
Is my role.
That's
my role here at Chaotic Usual. Just throw in some sex jokes every 5 minutes. That's all I do.
Like, yeah. Okay, that's good. That's good. Dick joke.
Yeah.
Dick joke.
In addition to being a writer, Adam Fox is also sort of like the head of the company. I wish I could describe to you how much it feels like herding cats pretty much all the time. It's like, okay guys, let's get ready for SuperCon, and then everyone is like, I look over and like people are literally playing with yarn. I could not describe it better than that.
We were crocheting.
They're just throwing
motherfucker.
Yarn.
I was making a scarf.
Yarn, motherfucker.
That's a
you
crap.
Always told this Sergeant Dokes from
yeah. Some fries, motherfucker.
Some fries, motherfucker.
Where you die, motherfucker.
Man, I'm muting my phone to that. No, yeah, spoilers, because that show's not 10 years old.
I don't know whose coffee I'm drinking.
I need to wrap things. Hold on, guys.
I'm a little excited.
The people are asking
for
me to take my shirt off.
Shirts.
Like,
yeah.
when the crowd chants my name, I must comply.
Adam.
You are now one
crowd
person.
Crowd of one.
That's sad. Your girlfriend's not even cheering for you.
No,
Rubio! Rubio!
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
Fucking Dante Basco.
Well, I'm going to take this pause to go ahead and say thank you, Kingpin Tattoo Supply.
Brought to you by Kingpin Tattoo Supply.
Well, no, not really. They actually came in clutch because during the convention, they had to deliver some shit that was missing. So they went ahead and they delivered it clutch, and I got everything I needed.
Are you really going to use the word clutch?
Yeah. They came in at a very fucked up moment and saved my ass.
In the nick of
at
time.
At SuperCon.
Okay.
So I was able to tattoo because of them. Thank you.
Kingpin Tattoo.
Bria specifically. Bria Kingpin Tattoo.
Bria Kingpin Tattoo. We love you, Bria Kingpin Tattoo.
So you guys just finished doing SuperCon.
Yes.
How was that?
It was good.
It was very effective.
All right! Podcast! Let me just put a hat on that motherfucker.
It was all right, good.
So we had an exhibitor's booth and an artist alley table.
Yes, I was talking to Adam about that. Yes.
So we split the party, except last minute, half
in
of
D&D,
us are like,
that
oh,
yes,
gonna
no.
Friday. I'm
number
gonna
one rule, never split the party. Number two rule, never split the party.
Yeah. We're D&D nerds over here. I don't know if you've noticed from our
games. That in horror movies, you never let the black guy go by himself.
Wow!
You
yeah.
three always go left, so...
Yeah, so we decided to divide and conquer, and we had our artist alley table, and then we had our exhibitor table, and we had all of our original comics and books on the exhibitor side, and then we had all of our fan art, prints and stickers and bullshit on the artist alley side.
Literally just bags of bullshit.
Just bags, $3 bags of bullshit. Like, we had grab bags. It was great. Yeah.
The manure business is doing well for us.
Yeah. We might actually change our direction.
Yeah.
No,
comic books and fertilizer.
It's already been done, and it's called poop. And we have the issue over there.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that compensates. You carry many refined
works
books.
That's hilarious.
Because poop office.
That's hilarious.
You know who bought that?
No.
John.
John.
No.
And he walks by to my booth like, "Look what I got." I'm like,
"Why?
Why?" Because
it's funny.
Yeah.
Poop office. Why not? Do you have to justify buying a poop comic?
Yes.
Like, it doesn't need justification.
Wait,
like,
wait. Bring it
you,
here.
Man.
Bring it here for a second and look at the back of the comic. All
right.
It comes with a free
it
sample
comes
of
with
poop.
A turd. And a little turd. It says you don't have to smell like poop to work here,
wow.
But it helps.
Poop office.
I don't even
coming
know.
Coming to you at fall in fall for Vox.
That's
gonna get a movie deal before my.
Let's promo this. Poop Office by Naked Grape Comics, number one. And it's signed by the author. Keep pooping, and it's signed by the author. It might just be the best thing I've ever seen.
You can't
be
really
better
argue
if it says
it.
Don't Call It.
I wonder if there's gonna be a number two.
No!
That was actually pretty good.
We're writing a lot of good coffee.
Thank you. I've had a lot of coffee because it just kind of comes right out.
That one took a minute.
I know.
This
I'm
going
to roll.
Oh,
one
no.
Toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is him all day,
coffee.
Every day.
That is enough out of me.
I hate you.
This is him literally all day, every day.
So now, after SuperCon, which, I mean, you guys did good. We got that report.
It was good.
Yes, official report. Good.
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 It was good.
Good.
I'm a
banana.
Sounds like you're whispering one. It shows on the monitor, too.
What do you mean? No, that's fine. It's just, you can't have the little lines.
The teeny lines?
The teeny lines. See, you come in just fine.
Yeah, it's all about the group.
Oh, geez.
It's not the length. It's just the width.
Yeah, after SuperCon, we have... I don't know. What other cons are we doing? We're probably going to do PalmCon
sure.
in September, probably.
We're definitely
doing
Anime.
Definitely doing Anime. Definitely doing Magic City in January. Chibi-Paw.
We're considering Chibi-Paw.
Maybe Mizucon.
Probably not.
We're still thinking about it. We're just talking about it. Nothing's definite.
Definitely not going
to
do.
But yeah, otherwise that's we have the projects in the works. You know, we've got the website circulation. Our web store is now live. Check us out. www.vrcatcation.com. And go check out our web store. And it's amazing. We also have a store envy and an Etsy.
Because
I know three web stores in case you have a preference. Like, you're already on Etsy.
So there's, like, no reason not to buy stuff.
Ever. You
exactly.
should always be in a place you can buy something from us. And support us, because we love you. And special one-time CEO deal that I'll never make again.
Here we go again.
If you buy something from us, I will give you something... that you bought, that you ordered in a bag that will show up at your door. I would just give it to
that's
you.
That's some amazing.
And
I'll deal.
It is. It's buy one, get one.
Fucking Amazon should get on that. Wait, that's exactly what Amazon does.
what about eBay? Oh, damn.
Yeah, damn it. Too. Yeah. What about commerce in general?
Yes.
It works like that.
Have you guys heard about the new Jewish eBay?
Oh,
eBay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna make you sit in the corner.
Don't worry, I'm gonna inflict pain on him in a little bit.
Oh,
God.
He's about to get tattooed, and so that's gonna be a whole other bag. Alright, so going forward, what are like the main projects? What are people can look for, or what books are you guys doing other than the mess of coffee that you guys are leaving in your path of destruction? There's a lot of coffee cups in that trash can.
That's how you know Kanan has been around.
Yeah.
Well, we've got Adam Fox's book coming out in the next couple of months.
Yep.
We have another set of poetry books to look forward to. So far, we've got Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes. Of course. And we've got a series on the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, also available online. Coming up, we're going to have some updated webcomics.
Yeah, I think as far as personal projects goes, I think it's really recalled this off the top of my head. Adam Fox is updating. He is publishing his book in the next couple of months, as the Yeti said. And also an ongoing, recurring like companion that you can get for free, available online, is The War of the Vessel. The War of the Vessel, which is a free online company that you can kind of just buy yourself.
He's getting nervous as he gets the bench going down. The bench is going down. Xavier's putting it on.
Xavier's setting up the chair.
I'm
lay down. You're not even gonna. Because you have a tattoo on your back, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you can get it for free online. I will come out with a book version of it with supplements. You can't get anywhere else, but you can find everything available online. Check out the website. You know, it's on the Adam Fox site.
Chapter art by the Yeti. Cover art by the Kink Fairy.
Indeed, they are wonderful providers of all things physical graphics arts related.
We do commissions.
We have the Kink Fairy. We'll be updating the Lily Finding Love in Spooky Town.
Yes.
Yeti.
Which she just drew on our art board outside in the actual store.
Yes. I did.
We'll take a picture and upload.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to put it on the Instagram.
Yay! I'm also I'm going to be working on a little design to see if you want to put it on a t-shirt. See if that works out.
Oh no, it's saran wrapping. It's happening.
I need to go to the bathroom again. I don't know if it's the coffee or the immediate fear.
The immediate fear is more like it.
Bro, you have tattoos. I don't understand.
It's been a while. I've gotten used to my body being this way. Like, I will wake up tomorrow and go, when did I get that? What has happened to me? Yeah. God damn it, Kanu.
Hashtag Kanu.
Hashtag God hashtag. Damn it.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. That's like.
I don't know why we came up with that. It just felt right.
Because we were tired.
We're so tired.
So Lily Finding Love in Spooky Town, personal project, updating on a bi-weekly basis, and Lily Finding Love in Spooky Town. Can I do the NPR voice?
Oh no.
NPR voice. Good morning. It is 3:52 p.m. National Public Radio. Coppin's Heist, Dapper 13 Studios. Good morning. We are speaking about Chaotic Neutral, and we are talking about Lily Finding Love in Spooky Town. Available on a bi-weekly basis. It is going to be magical. 3:52, National Public Radio.
Now back to Dingle and Baby! Rap Time Owl!
No,
you guys will hear it probably in the beginning.
Room
full of Schwarzeneggers.
Room full of Schwarzenegger arms.
Arms everywhere.
You gotta splice that.
We should do a comic where it's just like somehow there's radioactive Schwarzeneggers.
Oh god.
People, and they become Schwarzeneggers.
Little baby Schwarzeneggers running around like chicken jaw.
Everyone calls them the Schwartzen because no one wants to say naggers. Too many naggers in here. Schwartzen naggers.
Slumble naggers.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit we've been coming up with today. So other than that.
So tomorrow's new comic book day.
Well, yeah, but I didn't even mention that because let's see when the hell this gets on the air because I got to edit a bunch of other episodes together. So what are you guys, as far as work and everything else? One thing I will chip in here. You guys, mostly female.
It's about 50-50.
It is exactly 50%.
50-50.
But it feels like more sometimes.
Yeah.
We just have
the female presence is stronger.
We have a larger presence. Yeah. It might be it's the titties. I was gonna try to
max
I was trying to be smooth, though. But it's like, oh, it's our charisma. No, it's our tits.
One of them's a secret.
It's our tits.
Our
like
double.
Yeah, you just said it like it's a fucking.
It's our fucking titties.
It's a
fucking
Heather. But then speak about that.
Speak about our tits.
Oh well, like I've got. Pretty nice titties. I've had them for a while.
If you notice, if you come to our SuperCon tables, we happen to tailor our shirts specifically to enunciate.
It's a I'm sad to say that it's a sales tactic.
No, I'm pretty happy to say it's a sales tactic. I love that.
We, like, great. Wear low-cut shirts and kind of lean over the comics like, hey, what you looking for?
And then we set up a fan on the side. Our hair is just blowing in the wind, so it sparkles everywhere.
There's actually a switch back there. You press it, and then it just drops pencils behind the table, and you have to stand up and get it.
That's not a machine. That's you. And you're just throwing our supplies on the floor.
And I will forever wear a mini... At a convention, I will forever wear a mini skirt. I will not wear a mini skirt anywhere else but at a convention. And high heels.
They match, too.
Yeah, I know. They're so cute. I have a set of mini skirts that I wear at the convention. It's just like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it.
Yep. But so it was a comic.
Exactly.
Originally, I think there was a question about primarily female, and I think that was going to lead to a question. And
yeah.
And it kind of deviated.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I just wanted to burst off something out of that. I mean, because going back to that, because there are some people that will be assholes, and I'm eating a donut. They'll be like, well, that's just using your feminine wiles to make sales and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're unashamed about that. Like, we love doing that.
No,
in the end, it gets people to come to our table and talk to us, and next thing you know, it's like, what, 2 nights ago, we end up hanging out with our customers afterwards, going to restaurants, and just, like, getting shit-faced together. It's...
I mean, not, yeah, but yeah. I think that...
Parallel Park in South Beach, which is fucking
why
ridiculous.
Would you drive in South Beach?
Because their hotel, we didn't plan ahead. We're just like, food sounds great. We're closing up shop, we're going to go get food. Next thing you know, it's like...
Here's what it comes down to at the end of the day, is we don't show cleavage and tits to make sales. We do that to bring attention to what we have. The prints, the comics, the books, they sell themselves. We have to trust the product. Like, if it is tits that sell books... then let's put a tit on every book and I'd be a millionaire tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you can't sell something shitty just because it has tits in it. Like,
yeah.
It'll sell to some people, but it won't it won't make itself popular.
And I will say this. If somehow slapping my dick on top of the table sold a book, I'd be doing it.
Yeah.
No one wants to see my dick.
More than happy to find
as the state of California has told me repeatedly.
As a like a female creator of comics, I know that a lot of people will be like, oh, you know, like, you're being slutty. Like, no, I'm not. I'm not a slutty person. I'm not a, like, trashy person. But I have, like, I am not afraid of my sexuality. I'm not afraid of, like, representing myself as a woman. And what's the word for it? I'm like, I am in charge of my, like, I'm in charge
you
of my
own
body.
You
like,
own
yeah,
it.
I
wow.
You know, like, I can do what I want with my body, and I do often, so it's, you know, whatevs.
Yeah, what else?
Did
you just say I'm not a slut?
See, before
that, I was all the time.
All the way up to whatevs, it was like Steven Spielberg fucking speech in the middle of it.
No, I mean.
And whatevs.
I like, whatevs. No, I mean, I like to... I like to be in charge of my own body, and if I decide that I want to wear a low-cut top, I'm going to wear a low-cut top, and I'm going to be proud of myself and my body.
By the way, I don't, like,
I
believe in any of that shit anyway. I totally agree
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, no.
But I have to play devil's advocate.
Oh, of course.
Because,
you know. But I just feel like a lot of women are ashamed of themselves because of how, like, women are portrayed as being, like, weak and being slutty and being skanky. I'm like, no, like... Be yourself, and if yourself is flirty and adorable and wants to wear a fucking short skirt and a low-cut top, do it. Fucking own yourself.
Are you saying you're adorable?
I am adorable!
Feminism! Women! Love women!
And you kind of put a lot of that into Lily.
I do.
Well.
I put all of that into Lily. I, like, live vicariously through my character. It's so bad.
Do you think that's, like, half the thing about being a comic book artist or being a creator of anything or an artist or a writer? Is just having that shit, like, you want to do this, and like, okay, I can't fucking go down 49th Street in Hialeah in a mech suit destroying everything.
But
so
if
you don't
I
fucking
could.
Put it in a comic book.
See, normally we would say, yes, that's exactly what we do, but four of us write horrible gore and, like, all kinds of fucked up violence and, like, cockroach eating situations where...
So why are you looking at me?
Everybody turn to that side of the room.
If, like, if you could pull that up on your phone and read that...
Oh, God,
do you know how many hits our website would get? Like,
a year ago, two of the members of Chaotic Neutral had this awful, like, crippling phobia of cockroaches.
They, to be fair, they still have it. It's probably worse now.
Yeah, and because of this, because Kay Del Mar, we were having a little reading. Like, we're giving off samples of our work, giving each other feedback on our styles and everything. And she was doing a reading about this boy trapped in a wall, and the cockroaches were, like, his only friends because he was stuck in the wall forever, basically. And then at some point when he got too hungry and, like, he couldn't get food.
He was starving to death.
So he was eating his friends, but he was eating cockroaches. And the entire time that Kay Del Mar was reading,
describing the sounds and the texture and how he felt and how, like, they died.
It was so detailed and perfect. That when I look over, they're both just, like,
cowering in a corner,
crawling over the couch to try to subtly get away. The other one is just curled into the fetal position, just covering her ears, couldn't handle it.
It was amazing.
It was the best night.
And then we all had to give feedback, and I was like, my favorite part was when you traumatized our friend.
Yeah.
Please do that forever.
To be honest, we haven't had a reading since then, and I think that might be why.
We should do it again.
Yeah.
But that's to me the best. That's the best thing. That's awesome. That's levels above.
And you're so good, you can cripple your friends.
Yeah,
no, of course,
because it needs to be. I mean, Stephen King talked about it. Like, he would sit there and he would write, and I forgot what it was. It was about a guy choking on a rat that's trying to go down his throat. And, like, how the rat was down his throat and he couldn't close his mouth all the way because the rat's feet were keeping it open and it's scratching at the back of his throat and, like, biting at his larynx. And so he couldn't scream because his vocal cords were already,
being,
like,
eaten
happy,
by rats.
You know? And it's like, and he stopped, and then he's like, he goes back to read it, and then he scared himself. Like, oh shit!
That's
like, I wrote that.
Well.
No, it's like, I know, it's not like a direct projectionist kind of thing, like, oh, you wrote this, that means you want to do it. But a lot of times you just have this thing in your fucking head, and you're like, I gotta do it, you know? Like, we were talking now, we were throwing ideas around, and it's just like, you know, like, if it sticks on the wall, you're like, I write that one, you know?
Yeah. Like, what was the one, I'm trying to remember Zerbs.
Oh my god, no,
Zerbs has the best
imagery.
Oh my god. In his,
he gets so
in his book, Victims of the Indigo Project, on sale at wearechaoticneutral.com. it's a book about, oh my god, it's amazing. It's about this company that is doing Lucian Psychotropics. They're doing, like, horrible human experimentation to try to, like, better the world, but they're, like, horrible, horrible human experiments, and it's four short stories that's connected by a fifth one, and in one of the stories, it's about this little boy who is, it's on a plane where everything is mental, and he has to, like, protect a box, and in order to protect the box and people from, like, attacking his territory and taking his box, he has to come up with more and more interesting ways to, like, discourage them from attacking him. And he ends up becoming so corrupted by his own, like, desire to protect his territory, and his imagination just keeps getting more and more, like, brutally fucked up, that he ends up becoming, like, this warlord that's covered in gore and has murdered countless thousands of people that tried to attack him, and it's just like, that's awesome. please do not ever consider me an enemy, because fuck. That's terrifying.
And that's the thing. I mean, I think when you can take people to that place, and like I say, like, you can convince them and have fun with something that they don't even like. Like,
so good.
If you look at some certain writing, like Tony Soprano, perfect example, he's a piece of shit. That's a horrible fucking human being. He breaks people's legs and takes their money, and he's like, whores, and this. But in the end, you're like,
whores.
Oh, his daughter doesn't respect him. He's having such a rough day at work, and then
poor
his son's
guy.
A dick, you know? And like, why am I feeling bad for this guy? He's a piece of shit, you know? I think sometimes that's like some of the best things that you guys
are
doing.
Yeah.
Look, it's almost ready.
Almost ready.
Are you excited?
Very. Can you smell that excitement?
The alcohol in the room. The smell of death.
Rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol.
Oh shit, guys, I need to go to the hospital.
Shut up.
Yeah, so lost. Has that been?
No.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to edit this later on with, like, buzzsaw noises in the background and screaming.
It's like, she just put little notes.
Whatever joke falls flat, ding, 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 whenever ding, joke falls flat, you add it up.
Do you
think
you should just cut
them
out?
Just, I should just do a crazy jump cut, and then I'll just jump cut right now. And
oh,
my God, the blood's everywhere! How the fuck do you think I hit an artery? Oh, fucking Christ. We're losing a man!
Too deep!
It's in the bone! It's in the bone!
I thought you said it's in the butt.
Yeah. Also a legitimate concern.
And then it jump cuts back and we're just talking like, so yeah. So when I look at, you know, Neil Gaiman's work, we're like, what the fuck happened in the middle there?
We're
going to talk about it.
Yeah, oh my God.
That movie's fucked up.
That movie is fucked up.
And that was the movie review.
Event Horizon. Fucked up.
And that was fucked up.
The Sphere. Fucked up. Transformers 3. Fucked up.
Nah, that's just fucked up directly.
Yeah. Transformers 4.
I watched
4.
Transformers 5.
Didn't see it. Did anybody see Transformers 4?
No.
I saw 5.
For a Transformers movie.
Right?
I just, you know what? After a while, like, there's an aesthetic to a Michael Bay film where you almost respect it because he's like, you don't give a fuck. Like, he just, like, jump cuts whatever the fuck. Yeah, they were in a jungle. No, they're not. Who gives a fuck? They just tell me no. I strap in for the ride. Fuck you people.
The first one was my favorite because it's just, like, Mark Wahlberg. Like, the city's getting destroyed and then a beer truck just spills over. Mark Wahlberg gets out of his car. He grabs the beer and then he gets the cap and he busts the cap open on another car and he just starts drinking it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
What is
the point
of
that? Bud Light sponsorship.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. But it's Mark Wahlberg. And he's like, hey, say hi to your mother for me. And then, that's it. You can't go. But then, you know, you can't watch The Departed and then it's like, you know, whole other scene. But he's like still Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
He's Marky Mark. You guys remember he was in a boy band? Like,
wait, what?
You tell me this like it's ancient history.
No!
Yes! I know Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch very well.
But, like, all the... Your 18 to 24 demographic is going to remember the Marky Mark.
What?
Yeah.
The vibration, right?
Yeah.
See?
People know the Marky Mark.
I did not.
I didn't know the Funky Bunch.
Vibration!
And his brother was in New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. That's right.
His brother's on a Blue Bloods now, I think.
Does that? I don't know. I don't get the Wahlberg newsletter like you guys.
Literally diehard fans over here.
Yeah.
Just have, like,
I just follow them.
On the wall.
Yeah,
just a big
cutout. Show up on Wahlburgers. It's all about burgers.
Oh, no.
A real thing?
I
thought that was a joke.
It is on Netflix right now.
Oh, my God.
Wahlburgers.
That's adorable.
I love Netflix. I have everything.
They're coming out with a new movie, The Perks of Being a Wahlburger.
Go to sleep, Mario. Go back to sleep. Oh, you lost the game.
Oh, goddammit. All of us. And everyone on this podcast.
Just
congratulations.
So then going on with this.
Sure minded.
So what is Chaotic Neutral's origin story? Like, who got bit by a radioactive artist?
What?
Mario
me?
Wants to take this one.
Yeah.
A radioactive artist spilled blood ink. And from the ground spewed forth a clusterfuck.
Destruction!
A clusterfuck. Imagine a clusterfuck. That's it. That's us.
It's us.
No, we saw... God.
Hey, we're legitimate. Come on.
It started, like, eons ago, when the earth was new and the ground was lava. Fast forward, the dinosaurs were killed.
They grew too fat and I died.
And then in 2012, we were playing D&D, and we're hanging out. Like, I met these assholes at MizuCon, like, 3 years ago. And then after a while, I realized that everybody's got these talents.
And, you know, people can write and people can draw. We start showing each other our things. And kind of like this.
And the art!
Also art.
Also art.
Well, we played enough naked strip shadows, like...
That's true.
We play a lot of board games, and a lot of the time when you play like a board game over and over again, it gets kind of stale, so you have to invent new ways to play it. So we'll do like drunk Catan.
Shots BSG.
Oh my God. Strip BSG.
No, Strip Shadows.
Strip Shadows.
Strip
Shadows over Camelot, where you have to take off an article of clothing instead of drawing a black card.
So I realized that we all had talents, and I was like, I wonder if we have enough focus and drive to want to do something with it. Or, like, I was tired. I was working a shit job, and I was tired of working Monday through Friday to hating my life on a weekly basis. So, like, looking forward to the weekend to hang out with my friends and, like, play video games and board games. And I'm like, let's do something artistically. Let's add to the zeitgeist. Let's contribute to the world.
He likes words.
He does. Yeah. He is a writer.
I am indeed a writer.
Forsooth.
Yeah.
And so I talked to everybody. I was like, guys, let's try to do something with it. And so we, you know, middle, we came up with a name, we came up with a logo. We're like, let's begin working on some stuff, some consistent stuff. Let's get a website together. Let's get a table and see what happens. And we got a table, and, well, you see what happens.
Yeah,
we're here on
later.
A... It's been 2 years. It'll be 2 years in October.
Woo!
We'll have our celebration. Come out and join us. You know, text me so I can get you the directions. 867-5309. Go ahead. ask for Jenny.
He's
so
I hate you so much.
You know there's some one guy going, beep, beep. Wait a minute. He didn't give us the area code.
555.
Wait a minute. That in Miami.
So yeah, so that's our, you know, like that's our like our inception. Like we started as just friends who realized we have talents and we should do something with these instead of letting them wander. Because behind all of Chaotic Neutral, yes, I'd like to, you know, quit our jobs and make money doing the comic circuit and getting our original works published and having books and comic books and short films and everything. Behind all of that, my one mission with Chaotic Neutral has been to hopefully inspire others to do the same, to realize that, yes, we are incredible, amazing people, and we are just amazing in every way, but you can be that too. You are that too. You have your talents. You can draw. You can write. You can craft. So do it. Don't, like, quit your job at Michael's that you fucking hate and do
Good
something
point.
With your life. Like, you hate fucking working at Michael's. So don't do it anymore. Do it to make the money, to buy your supplies, begin, like, amass your product, then get a table, and use that to fund the rest of your life.
Woo!
Like, that has been my ultimate mission with Chaotic Neutral. It underlies everything we do. Like, we... No, like, that was just, like, I hope that... And I know we've met some people that, like, over the weekend, we met some people that we met at SuperCon last year. And they, you know, the guy went up to us and was like, listen, I want to thank you because last year was my girlfriend's first SuperCon, first con ever. And she was so shy about meeting people. She met you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. And you made this con, like, now she's, like, gotten out of her shy shell. Now she's cosplaying. And now she's, like, she's been drawing. And now she's considering, like, getting a table of her own. And you guys did that. And, like, that warms my heart. I shed a single manly tear, and I said, thank you. You know, that's like...
Well...
Like, that was my mission. Like, now let's do more of that. Like,
it's funny, because that's how I remember you guys.
Yeah!
When you walked into my panel.
Yes.
And it was like, you know... And everybody was just kind of like, you know... You guys had walked in, and, you know, you guys are like... You guys are quiet. Just the ground, and I'm like, all right, cool. Go fucking do it.
Well, we loved your panels because you guys actually answered the questions on how to do the thing instead of dwindling down into, well, this is my story.
Ah,
I'm tell
yes.
you about my life.
Okay, I hate that
I
shit.
I had a question on publishing. Right, well,
but
I
published
my life.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not here to talk about my own stories, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when I talk about the first book that I wrote, which came out 2 years ago and had these two main characters, this was the plot, you know, I don't talk about that. I'm here to talk, I don't even talk about my second book that I wrote that came out a year and a half ago and has these two main characters, and like that's like we see so many of those people at panels that we're like like we want to fucking learn something, like
you're learning a lot of the things that I've seen for years now doing these panels. That's like the main thing. Like I go nuts over that shit because I'll sit there and it's I was talking to the Herald and we were doing an interview, so it's like, oh, how did you get started? And I'm like, you know, da 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 da, I've been drawing since I was a kid, went to art school, blah blah blah. And then a couple of years ago, I met these guys. That's how, like, I do it. Because everybody has that. You know? Like, oh, how are you creative? I was fucking born that way. I don't know, man. This fucking happened. Picked up a pencil.
I was bored at home. I fucking picked up a pencil.
Yeah. Well, I thought Bugs Bunny should have a kid.
You were kind of forced to do it. You were like,
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, with Yeti,
we were all like, oh yeah, what are our talents? He's like, well, I like to write, I like to craft, and I was like, shit, man, you do comics. Like, at work, when you're bored, you draw little zombie comics. Fucking do it. And then she was kind of forced into drawing comics.
I was like, you're going to be an illustrator. I said, but I identify as a writer. Right, well, you're going to be an illustrator.
What I love is that. You know what? It's great because it's like you almost draft them into the war. Like, it just sounds like, well, I was just a simple carpenter making bookshelves.
But I think now...
They gave me a machine gun.
But I think now you've, like, learned to enjoy it. You've learned to like it. You like the pain.
I always enjoy it.
You can write too. You can write your own comic, there's and then no you can time. Illustrate it, and then you can put it on the website. Yeah. Do it.
You just
Shia LaBeouf
it.
Yeah.
Do it.
No. Don't start.
Again,
oh.
The crotch point.
Yeah. Really, we thought you were gonna hit your crotch again.
Yeah. Which happened earlier. Yeah, right, which right. I prove it. Prove it, good sir. Witnesses.
Yeah.
I saw it with my own two eyes.
I saw you hunched over, laughing to yourself, going, I hit my own ball. It happens. It always happens.
You cried that was like quick. A bitch.
Yeah, so, like, if you're listening to this and you've ever hit your own balls, you know, tweet us. Like, just say, like, hey, man, I've been there too, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. And I'll say, thank you.
Hashtag, I hit my own balls.
Hashtag, I hit my own balls.
And that's when the Sarah McLachlan song comes on.
That's like my
just
my
dudes there holding their balls in the
I came in and I hit my balls.
Okay, sit down. You're done.
You're done. Go back to sleep.
It's like Sour Love He Got There.
Oh, no.
Rest in peace.
Anyway, so now that is the coffee wearing off.
No!
No, I think it is. I think
so much that it doesn't even wear on at this point. Like, Red Bull should sponsor us. You hear that, Red Bull? You should sponsor us with how much we pay you.
I you know what I'm going to talk to? I know some people. I'm going to be like, you guys
you don't understand. You know, like, the girls that come in with Red Bull backpacks?
The Red Bull Angels. Yeah, we call them, wear the wings.
Yeah, we call them Red Bull Angels. And every single time I see them, I just get so emotional. I'm just like, it's like I just watched, like, my favorite anime. I'm just like, oh god, yes!
Because they always show up at the best times. We haven't slept in 4 days. Here they are. We're on a road trip in Cleveland, and we haven't slept in like 6 days. We have a concert in 2 hours. Here they are. They just stop their car. Hey, do you want some energy drinks? They're the best.
They just show up at the proper moment.
Yeah.
Guys, they might actually be angels.
No, they are.
They're literally
actual angels.
You think we're joking? No.
Or they're part of an elaborate hallucination that you're both sharing right now in asylum somewhere.
It's totally possible.
None of this is real.
No, yeah. But I live off of Red Bull and, like, hope. It's so bad. Oh, no.
Well, it's like the 5-hour energy people.
Oh, my God.
When they used to do the cons, I would just be like...
They used to go to conventions?
Yes, they used to go to conventions, and they would have their little tent, and they would give you the 5-hour energy. And John would go back and forth, back and forth, and they would give you like 3 at a time.
Oh, no.
The next day, they would give you only 1.
Oh, no.
And then they would just be like,
sorry,
no.
Guys.
Well,
hold
on,
there are 6 of us.
And then under the table, we had like a garbage bag of their fucking drinks.
Oh,
and we were just like...
So if they have a table and they run out, we're coming to your booth.
Yeah, exactly. And after a while, like, me and Jose are like, I think we can time travel. Tell me, it's just about willing it to happen. That's all it is, man.
I've
right on
that.
The verge. Yeah, it's like, everything was vibrating. I was seeing the other universe, you know, in the other world.
It's like you drink it, you get synesthesia. That's your X power. Yeah. Like, you now have synesthesia.
See, that would be awesome.
Yeah, right?
That's when I'm like, fuck it, let's science go nuts.
You touch a door handle, you're like, I taste... straws. Like, that's, I don't know, it's like you see like a green flower and like you hear like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Oh my god.
Like, I don't know how amazing that is.
That reminds me of like, what was it, in D&D they had a psionics handbook. And they have a power for the psionics and it's read object. So you pick up the object, the longer you hold onto it and you more invest in the power, the more history you will get from the object. Like who owned it, who had it, the history.
That's adorable.
I would love that. I would just sit there, but imagine just, you know, then my friend's like, yeah, but what if you go to a fucking bathroom and the side of the turnpike and you're like,
if you want to
turn it off! Oh, God!
That would be the best and worst superpower.
Like, you could never hug your parents again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
There you go. Tommy, no!
You're like,
getting stabbed!
You see the hot girl at a party, you're like, oh, I'm gonna go talk to her. Like, hey, you shake her hand, you're like, nope.
You just did what?
That's bad. You're bad. You should feel bad.
I would think you would end up starting feeling bad for inanimate objects. Just going up the couches, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, why is this guy randomly burning furniture? It's like, you don't know what they've been doing. They want to die. So on the couch is like, kill.
Yeah.
See, there you go. There was a story.
Synesthesia and read object. Those are.
Yeah.
Do we have X-Men with those powers? Like, well, they don't do much. They just have.
They just sit there holding it.
Well, they were the guys. The best X-Men I ever saw. That was like, holy shit! They made him up out of the thin air, and it literally is his power. Is that he has the power to be ignored. So he's like there at the Xavier Center and goes, I've been here the whole time, actually.
That's ridiculous.
Like, I've just decided to turn off my power and now you can see me.
That's ridiculous.
And they're like, what? Look, get out of here. We don't know who the fuck you are, but we didn't. They'll rock into another room and they're like, what the fuck were we doing? Like, they're all looking at each other and then you walk in and you're like, intruder! Like, you guys don't remember me? He's like, no! Like, that was his power.
Aww,
and it was a solo story
sad.
About him saving the X-Men, and nobody
Aww.
Knew why.
Aww, that's
But
so
it was fucked
sad.
Up because he was there, like, all these times, like, Cyclops, like, almost killed everybody because he fell and his glider fell off. He picked up the glasses and handed it to him.
Aww.
Like, all these times, like, he was there the whole time, and I was like, oh my god. And his name was, like, nobody or something.
It's like a Mystery Man, the character who can become invisible, but only when nobody's looking.
Yeah.
And only when he has to take all of his clothes off.
Yeah.
And like, then it's a thing.
Yeah,
it is.
A real
thing. And then as soon as people look at him, he's just standing there, fucking stark naked, and he's just like,
they have to
you
fight.
Guys look!
Nobody will see them until he actually have to do it. So they're like, oh, fine, we're just fucking trusting. Because there's like a laser camera they can see invisible, and like, so the guy that can turn invisible, like, we're just getting fried. So he's like, you guys trust me, so I'll turn around, they close their eyes, then you see like his clothes just fall to the floor, and he just disappears. And then he like turns off the camera, and he's like, guys, I did it! And they turn back and look at him, and he's naked, and they're like, he probably put some clothes on.
That was the most ridiculous superhero movie I've ever seen.
It's like X-Men Rejects. Aww. It's like Synesthesia Man, Crohn's Disease Man.
Oh my god!
And,
yeah, that was a guy.
Shut up! Fucking asshole. You take that back! Tank Girl's awesome!
No, I've been talking to, I've always had this idea to do a superhero comic, but, like, with all female superheroes. So, I was talking to my friends, like, hey, if you had a superpower, what would it be? And, like, making my friends into superheroes, gonna kick ass, save the day, go out for coffee. It's gonna be great.
That's how I always told people the same thing. If I ever, ever finally write for Marvel, you're gonna see Captain America having a cafecito in Miami.
Yeah.
That was like my promise. Like, that's gonna happen.
Then he's
gonna
just like,
somehow have that one meeting here.
You know, it's funny, is because like Bucky Barnes, like as Captain America, he has like it kind of cuts into black at the bottom, and if you turn him sideways, it looks like the Puerto Rican flag.
Yeah,
Puerto Rican
that.
Man.
That was done in the movie too.
Can you stop?
Yeah, Captain Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Well, there was a bunch of captains, though. There's an annual of Captain America from the 80s, and it shows, like, Captain Mexico, Venezuela, Captain, I'm like, really, dude?
Because
after he died, everybody wanted their own captain.
Aww.
And there's a Captain Russia who has a shield, too, I think.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah,
sure. Black.
Yeah.
He's got, like, the black garb with the stars. Mm-hmm. Like a Soviet asshole.
No.
I don't know how legit this is. But when I was in South America, when I was visiting my family in Chile, I went to this, like, hole-in-the-wall bookstore comic shop thing. And then there's this big hardcover graphic novel, and it says Captain Chile. And then on the back, it's, like, all the Marvel superheroes. You've got, like, Captain America, Spider-Man, Iron Man, the Hulk, the thing, and they're all just, like, knocked unconscious. And Captain Chile is standing on top of all of their corpses.
That has to be some badass bootleg. Yeah, you should have bought. I hope you bought it.
No, bookstore expensive.
But it's like Doctor Doom beat them all up first, and then left to go rob a bank. And Captain Chile's like, now's my chance.
Just
like,
in.
All right, take the picture. Shit, they're waking up.
Nicole starts twitching her faster and faster.
Why isn't the flower working?
Captain Chile. Well, look, I shit you not. The Orange Council of Florida. Yes, there's an Orange Council of Florida. Did a Captain Citrus.
No.
And commissioned Marvel to do the comic.
No.
And there is, yes. And there was.
What does he do? Shoot an alien invasion. Like,
there's an alien invasion in Fort Lauderdale. And the Avengers respond. Could not take down the aliens until Captain Citrus came. And I think in the comic, he like absorbs the power of the sun.
Oh my god.
To make his.
So
power
he's basically
cells.
Superman?
So he's like a running.
Well, he has orange, like, I don't know. He has like orange powers.
He
like
shoots citrus. He shoots acid.
Yeah. I just remember seeing that.
Chlorophyll.
He'll get all up in close and just zest in your eye.
Diseases because he has like, he's just vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Walking vitamin C.
Yeah, exactly.
Goes to hospitals and makes everyone feel.
You just wrote a better version of that. You fucking second standing there. That would have been perfect. You know what? That's a great way to be like, see, because I have the power of the orange, and the orange gives you this, and this, and this, and vitamin C, and citric acid, like citric acid. What'd you do that for? I didn't know my power could do that. I'm fucking sorry.
Did you know, don't try this at home, kids, but did you know that you can set, like, orange zests when you, like, squeeze the rind of an orange, the oils shoot out, and you can set those on fire. It's a bar trick.
That's awesome.
Don't try it at home. It's kind of dangerous. You can set shit on fire.
Why would you tell kids that?
Hey kids, don't set shit on fire.
Don't do it, and the
robots are on fire. That would be more stuff for Captain Citrus to do.
But like, yeah, all he would have to do is like...
He's having a bad day.
I want to do this now.
I know, now I'm like, awesome, okay, let's go get some oranges.
They have oranges right next door.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's some kid out there going like, you know, like, listening to this, and he's like, wow, I definitely shouldn't do that. He turns around, and his parents are like, grab an orange, honey.
Cut this shit in half. So yep. That's the thing. I saw that shit, and I remember telling Tate. Like, I was like, dude, get copies of this book. It's like, oh, it's a digital download. Oh, yeah, fuck it. Let's print this fucking thing.
Oh, no.
And I was like, how can we get the rights to it? I want to do anthologies. I want to get, like, everybody. I mean, all the Florida artists, we all work on it. We pumped the fuck out of that thing. Cosplay that shit. Captain Citrus, year one. Just
no.
Fucking.
Yes. Yes.
What is his origin story?
What's
like?
Who's his arch enemy?
And there's nothing else. It's just like this weird digital one shot.
The
Mandro.
That's it.
That was just ridiculous. Oh, well. Well, now we're almost winding down, so you guys talk and say whatever else you guys want to say to everybody.
Like, isn't this should just be like C, his last name is like Citrus?
Yeah.
I'd be so, I'd be so happy.
Oh, no.
I would like to say that.
You're about to get tattooed?
No, I am about to get tattooed, but this is like my sign out, my sign off, by whatever. Right? Like, no matter where you go, there you are.
Is that cold?
What the fuck did I walk back into? I
went to answer the phone and like,
your hands,
he's half naked,
they're so
being
tender.
Down.
I don't like where your finger is, but the rest of it's fine.
That's to make sure you don't move.
Trust me, I'm a professional.
Oh, yeah,
no cough.
It's, like I said, like it's whoever you are, if you have some kind of talent or ability that you're unconcerned with, or that you are... if you have no confidence, you have no self-esteem, you don't know, you don't think, you're not sure, like, ignore that part of your voice, and in private, do it for yourself. I say, as a man is shaving. Just have confidence in yourself, and write for you. I begin my own personal inception, quick one-minute story. I began writing at the age of 13. I played a game on the computer called Lords of Magic, and it is a video game, you have no idea, by a company called Sierra, now defunct, I believe. Or not doing anything big anymore. And it was a great game, and I wrote fan fiction for it, and it was awesome. And it's got this, like, 100% plagiarized from, like, Lord of the Rings and Redwall series. Like, they went to a place called Lothlorien, and they were going up to, like, Badger Mountain. Like, fucking 100% ripped. Please don't sue me, Brian Jack, and J.R.R. Tolkien. And
he's
I...
dead.
And my mom.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean like that.
Thank God.
Wow.
No, I mean, I miss him forever. No, and I remember writing it, and my mom found it, and she printed it out, and, like, bound it, and put it in a binder for me. Oh. And a few weeks ago, she's like, honey, look what I found. And I'm like, oh, God. But, like, I started out, I didn't write that to get published. I didn't write that to become a millionaire. I didn't write that for a company. I wrote that for me, because... it was something that I cared about, these video games and these books that I really cared about and wanted to do.
And when we first started talking about creating Chaotic Neutral, that's what I referenced. I look back to it, I'm like, can I do this? Do I have the self-confidence to do something? And I looked at myself and I found, well, I did when I was 13, so what's changed? And the answer is, nothing's changed, but I've improved, so why not? So if you think you can do it, even if you don't think you can do it, you can.
That's like
so do it. And my muscles are super flexed, and I think I just burst my sphincter.
I was standing behind him.
Why? Can you confirm if he has burst sphincter?
No!
Yeah,
full circle.
Oh my
to the
god! So what's the name of the comic book character we found yesterday? Was putting out period blood.
Oh no!
Heavy flow.
That is
it's awful.
Beautiful.
No.
Who did that?
I don't know, but it's awful.
There it is.
It's like Savage Dragon.
Says they don't call me Heavy Flow for nothing.
Oh, God.
There it is. Oh, there it is.
Ah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I need to go to the
bathroom. What the fuck? I love that that's her main attack. Just like...
Yeah, but then they bash her head off.
And like, all the sound effects.
So that's she's like a werewolf. Just, you're like, her super...
once
a month.
Otherwise, she would
die. I think she might be a vampire. It's a blood thing.
Oh, God.
Kate, do you want to say any parting words?
I have.
That are not about Heavy Flow, please, for love of God.
Let's talk about Captain Citrus, man.
Yeah. Can we go back? He looks cool.
It's like Booster Gold.
Captain Citrus. He
kind of
looks like Luke Cage.
He's a hero.
He has light force weapons. Aww. Oh my God! There's a cartoon. Oh,
no, there's a video.
To protect the grows, I need to be on top of my game.
What the?
That's why I drink 100% Florida orange juice.
Oh, he's got that southern. He's like a surfer guy.
Now y'all can see how smart y'all make a difference.
No,
I don't know.
This guy just
should be like
that shit. It exists.
No, he should be like, but I don't know, but like he should be
right?
Cuban. He should be Cuban.
You think?
Captain
Cuba? No, I mean, if he's like Central Florida, you know.
If he's Central Florida, then he is a hillbilly.
He is a hillbilly. They could be like, you know, a Southern Captain Citrus, you know, hey. Capitan Citrus.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
You know?
Tan Captain Citrus. Captain Mangoes.
Yeah, Captain Mango, yeah.
See, I would read Captain Mangoes. That's because it hits me.
it had
Captain
before.
Citrus and the Everglade Blade. I don't
oh,
know.
No.
Oh,
my God.
His
arch nemesis is an alligator.
Like pure, like.
But of sawgrass.
Of sawgrass.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Dr.
Drowse.
Yeah, any parting words for the people listening
to
the podcast?
I'm going to let's take the time again to thank SuperCon this weekend.
Yes!
SuperCon, as always, was super awesome. I have to say, Mike Broder kicked ass yet again.
Mike, you rule, dude!
So.
Woo!
Yeah, so we all did really well.
It was awesome. We didn't get to.
We're all driving. We're all driving.
Terry Cronin is fucking awesome.
We're all driving.
Yeah, Terry Cronin.
We had an awesome panel. Tell them about the panel, really quick.
Yeah. The tattoo panel. We'll do another one, just me and you on it, I think. But the tattoo panel was really good. I think a lot of you were informed. That was a good thing about it. Like everybody said, hey, you want to know about tattoos? And we were like, oh, why don't you people fucking shut up? So it was cool. And Terry is a dermatologist, so he was there. And he was impressed with Xavier, because Xavier is one of the cleanest, or not the cleanest shop in Miami.
Yeah.
So he keeps his shit tidy, you know. And, yeah, it was actually really good.
He just finished bleaching my asshole. That's
awesome. Yeah. That's not
yeah,
even...
Nice and clean.
And that wasn't even where he's going to tattoo. He just does that to everybody. It's a complimentary
service. You come
right
in, and you get that as a complimentary gift.
Yeah. One bleached asshole. Everybody gets one.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, that's so cute.
There it goes.
Yeah.
I
saw
it for a second.
You're like, all right, and so on that note, we're going to end the podcast. You guys already said where you can find you. What?
Our website is wearechaoticneutral.com. We've got webcomics, fiction, novels, art, all kinds of things. We do commissions, and we would love to hear from you.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram, because we're on everything.
We are on everything. We might not update everything right away, but we're on.
We're on.
We're on.
And the count.
Yes.
Hashtag.
And we're going to be coming out with fresh weekly content. We're going to be updating comics and written works weekly. And we're going to have something new almost every single day. So keep checking us and spread the word to your friends and your friends' friends.
And come to the Goblin Heist of November 13.
Louder.
Yay.
Yeah. No, we love the shop and everybody in it. And we love Creature Entertainment. And November 13 is amazing. And the Goblin Heist is adorable.
And thank you for having us today.
Yes.
Oh, and if you follow our Facebook, you get to see the tattoos we get today.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we are all getting tattoos. Not just our CEO. We're actually all going to be getting tattoos by November 13.
If you put them all together, you'll find the chaotic neutral treasure. Yeah, you guys look at it like, maybe we should. Yeah, like,
someone make the Zelda noise.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, it's comics.
Or dicks.
Probably.
And that's where I'm going to end up. Or dicks.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!